clean as possible.
Have you ever heard of scrapple or cripple or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, suppose you'd kept butter too long and it didn't taste right.
With canker, wouldn't it? We called it canker.
Canker?
That's what I'd call it.
Would you use more like rancid or frowy or?
Well, might be. If it got old, I wouldn't say it was canker, but that's what I've always heard to say at home. I know it's not fit you have to get too old.
Yeah. What do you call real thick sour milk? It's not buttermilk, because that's been churned.
Clabber.
Okay. Is there, there's kind of cheese that you make from clabber, or some people make.
Hook cheese.
Hook
cheese? That's the best cheese in the world, I think.
How do you make them?
I don't know how you make them, but I buy a hook every. Just about a hook every Christmas. They old, make a real big rim of them, you can get them. They make them out of cheese, I mean cream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they, how long they make them and won't, you can't buy them. For quite a long while, you know, they age them. 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, 12 months. The older they are, usually the better they are. At least I think they are. Right, fresh ones are not good. Jeez. I bought 2 box, small ones, last year Christmas. I like that old hook cheese and old boiled ham. I think ain't nothing really any better myself. That's my main Christmas.
Yeah. What's the
It's high old now. They really get it. It's way up in the money. It's like buying ham. You buy the cheese now.
Yeah.
It's high. Anyhow, it's high. But I mean, that old hook cheese sure enough high. I mean, it costs $1.30, $1.40, maybe 50 now a pound if you got some. I've got what I get for that. I got mine wholesale, of course. Where I sell my milk, that's what they make. These hook cheese. And they just store them, have a storage house. And they make them all year and then sell them when people want them, you know, but any time. But when their biggest deal in selling is selling in the fall year, one at a time. So people buy them all year. Cheese, and they make, you know, like them kind of cheese too. They don't make all hook cheese, but there's others. What you make, well, my wife cooks with these other kind all the time, you know, she buys them to cook with.
Yeah.
You know, use them and make them macaroni and spaghetti and one thing or another.
What's the first thing you do after milking? You have to...
After I milk my milk?
Yeah.
Set it in the cooler.
But before that, when you want to get all the hairs and things out?
When you don't strain it. It was to a strain, a pad, it's like cloth and cotton, like fur, like put on that in a little disc thing, and you have a thin clamp that push it down on tight, hold it.
Yeah.
Then you pull this milk up in there and it strains through that disc, and then you put it in the cooler. And if your my boy comes out and picks them out of the can, takes out the cooler. Of course, a lot of grade A people sell what you milk that you drink and stuff too. They use it in tanks.
Mm-hmm.
They just last few years, you know. I still say just clean. I in cans, and maybe cleaning would be in those big tanks. But they want them good.
What do you sell your milk for? Is it
mine?
Yeah. How do they grade milk?
A pound and test. They test it, you know. The richer it is, the more it tests. And these Holsteins don't test much. A lot of them got Holsteins about 2.7 or 2.8, about as high as they ever get, I think.
Yeah.
And my cow.